Good evening. 3rd of January, first stream of 2024. Is it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I do use a streaming service sometimes. So, yeah, another leap in the great slowdown. So, lots going on. Of course, in the world, I could dip into Harvard. Thank you for your tip. That helps. You know, tips help. Tips help turn the tide, if you don't mind. So, yeah, if you could help out with some tips, you know, maybe that could be your New Year's resolution to help philosophy out a little bit more, just a little bit more this year. I would certainly appreciate it, as I'm sure would the employees of Free Domain. So, thank you. Thank you for all of that. Now, we could do Harvard. We could do Bitcoin. We could do an email that I got about forgiveness that just kind of blew my mind. And there's lots of things that we could do, but I am here. Jimmy Kimmel on the Epstein list. I think basically they should just publish everyone who's not on the Epstein list. It's like you, me, a couple other people on this live stream, maybe half. That's about it. Everybody else seems to have been fully bolted to Jeffrey Epstein's pedo plane. What can I tell you? Harvard? Forgiveness, Harvard, Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm not on the list. Email on forgiveness? All right, we'll do email on forgiveness. And thank you for the person from Portugal. I saw your messages. I will get to them. All right. All right. So here's an email I got. You know, just a tiny tip. I'm not too fussy a guy for this stuff. But if you're going to critique me, I have no issue. In fact, not only do I have no issue with being critiqued, I welcome it. It's a great and useful and wonderful thing. But, you know, if you could spell my name right when you're critiquing me, it's a minor thing. It's a detail thing. It sets the tone and all of that. So I just would like to mention that if you are going to be critiquing me, maybe start by spelling me not S-T-E-P-H-A-N. I know it's a little onomatopoeic, but what the hell. All right. Dear Stefan, I've just watched your video from last Easter called Easter and the Greatest Gift of Jesus, and I thought you might be interested in a couple of thoughts or recommendations. The first is regarding forgiving your mother. Excuse me for presuming to even consider such a thing, knowing neither of you personally. I view all human foibles as universal. Now, I'm not going to critique the critique because I will absolutely still continue. But if you're going to start giving somebody intellectual content, I mean, I think about this just about every time I do it. So this is just my particular tip. So that you're taken with credibility. So his first introduction is, I view all human foibles as universal. Why does that add zero value to my time? Like, my time is valuable, your time is valuable, and why is it that saying, I view all human foibles as universal, why is that not helpful? Why is that not helpful? Come on, you can train yourself on philosophy right here, right now. Watching the world wake up from history. Why, Jackie Chan face, why is it not helpful? Who would disagree?